This is Senior Moments on KVON.
Our Senior Moments program each Wednesday morning at a right about this time. And here on today's show, we're happy to welcome in a guest once again joining us via telephone. And I'd like to welcome onto the show Greg Lake, who joins us by phone from Calistoga. Greg, welcome to the show. Oops, wait a minute. Don't start talking yet. Hang on. There we go.
Oh, I'm during these difficult times.
My pleasure. Nice to meet you virtually, as it were. You, I understand, are both a senior citizen yourself and a volunteer helping other seniors with Molly's Angels there in Calistoga. When did you start doing that volunteer work?
That is absolutely correct. I will turn 76 this August. I found out about Molly's Angels 2 years ago when I had open heart surgery and used it to take me to St. Helena Hospital. It's an organization that was founded over 20 years ago out of Napa. And what we do, we take seniors to hospital medical appointments, grocery shopping, and things of that nature, many of them being much more senior than I am, may not have a car or family to help them. And it is an absolutely incredible, rewarding experience. And it's all free. We have, at the last count, 67 volunteer drivers, both male and female. So a person can make their choice whether they would like to have a male or female driver. And I live here in a seniors park in Calistoga, right over the hill to Santa Rosa Kaiser is where most of my women have to go, but there's no way to get there. There's no bus. There's no shuttle. One woman used a Uber driver. It's about, maybe a 15-minute drive, 20-minute, over Mark Weston to Old Redwood Highway, and it cost her $60. And for someone on a fixed income, I think that's a little extravagant. So going with us for free is, I would think, a much, much better option. I've been doing this now for about 14, 16 months, and it's absolutely wonderful thing to do.
That's a great story. You got benefit from the program, and then you said, well, why don't I help other people too? If we all thought that way, the world would possibly be a better place, Greg, don't you think?
I'm in total agreement with you. I figure if you put good out, good will come back. And what I do with my gals that I drive, after we finish our medical appointments, oftentimes we will go early morning and we'll go out to breakfast if we have time, or afterwards, if they're out, we'll go to lunch, or if they need to go to the pharmacy or go shopping or anything else beyond their medical appointments. I say, you're out of the house, you've got me as a driver, let's go have some fun. What would you like to do? And they're just tickled pinks. I have a whole bunch of new grandmothers, and it's a lot of fun, and we have a good time.
Now, the people you're in contact with there, we have a whole new challenge. We've talked a lot on the Senior Moments show about the isolation factor of getting older. Now we have everybody isolated to a degree, and there's just less of everything going on. How are the seniors that you contact and work with coping with this whole pandemic shutdown?
Well, for the most part, here within my group, where I live here at Rancho de Calistoga, they seem to be all doing very well. They are within our project here, and many of them interact with each other. And beyond driving, that has really been affected because many of the appointments have been canceled, Molly's Angels also offers a service of phone volunteers that just call seniors on a weekly basis or a daily basis. They have a whole list just to say, how are you doing, and keeping in touch, so they're not left as if they're all alone at home. So there are many aspects to Molly's Angels. One of the newest ones is a emergency grocery bag offer where a senior can call in to Molly's Angels at 707-224-8885 saying they may need some groceries, and it will be taken care of. We'll volunteer, we'll see what they need, go to the store, shop for them, and actually deliver it to their homes. More details on that, since it's relatively new as a result of this stay-at-home and sheltering process, can be obtained by calling that number I just mentioned, and they can go further into that with them.
Mm-hmm. That was 224-8885, correct?
That is correct.
So let's learn a little bit more about you. I've been told that you're a character. Is this a fact?
That's putting it mildly. I have been told, yes, I am quite the character. I have my own aging process. Well, like I said, I'll be turning 76. When I turned 67, I told people you take the 6 and the 7, and you have a precocious little 13-year-old. And they go, that's a pretty good aging process. So now at 75, 8 years later, I have become a 12-year-old, so I've got younger, not older. Peter Pan has nothing on me. It works for me quite well.
Are you a California native? Are you a Napa area native?
I am a native Californian. I was born and raised in Oakland, California, and was raised in a housing project called Lockwood Gardens, which is near, if people are familiar with, the Oakland Coliseum BART station, right in that general area. Many families that were returning from World War II and having their children, I was one of those, part of the baby boomer generations, and have moved up here to Calistoga 7 years ago and absolutely just love it. What a just wonderful area. For the most part, run into wonderful people, kind hearts, and it's just, I couldn't be happier.
That's a terrific story. I'm also told that you are a Vietnam veteran.
Yes, I had the misfortune of going to Vietnam. I joined the Marine Corps as out of high school because there were 5 kids in our family, and back then, if you wanted to go to college, you joined the service to get the GI Bill, and we were certainly not rich. So I joined the Marines, did my 3 years in the infantry, was ready to, I had turned in all my equipment to transfer to an ICE duty station. Unfortunately, President Johnson needed combat troops. I was reassigned and got sent to Vietnam and finished my last year of duty in the combat zone, which is, I would not care to say any more about that. Mm-hmm. Very unfortunate and ugly business. But I'm here. I have all my parts. I didn't get wounded, so I came out of it much better than many other people that have gone through combat.
Mm-hmm. We've had an unpleasant experience as a country in how we have helped veterans, particularly in the VA and the healthcare system and with benefits and so on. We don't ever seem to get this. We haven't been able to get this right, I don't think, since, I don't know, Korea. What's your experience been with all of that as a veteran and healthcare and benefits and how we take care of you?
Well, of course, when I returned from Vietnam and got out of the military, I was very anti government and the military and had nothing to do with them. And it, as it turns out, 40 years after my time in Vietnam, we had a combat reunion of all the gentlemen that I was in the Marines in combat with in Florida. And the first thing they all asked me, Greg, did you apply for your PTSD benefits? And I said, oh, absolutely not. I didn't want anything to do with them. And subsequent, I did apply, and I got full benefits, which allowed me to retire and come up here and live in Calistoga. I was very lucky that my benefits and my procedure went through rather quickly, whereas for different areas of the country, some veterans, it may take them months or a year to get their benefits, but when they do, it is retroactive to the day they first applied. So some guys have gotten $20,000-$30,000 check just bang out of the blue. And I would recommend any person that has been in a combat zone to pursue their PTSD benefits, because it certainly impacted my life, and it was a great change to finally do that.
And in terms of making it to the age of 12 that you're at now, as you told us, being confronted by this pandemic, and from the beginning of this, you know, we've heard that it was much more dangerous for older people, and you don't sound to me like somebody who's a shrinking violet or lives your life in fear, but how has the presence of this disease affected you? It's interesting to look back at, you know, when you've got a long life full of things that you've done, your perspective is not the same as somebody just starting out. So give us some wisdom in that regard, Greg.
Well, it's actually, it's kind of funny. I joke with my younger brother, since I have been retired now going on 13 years, I said, this stay at home has not really affected me. Let me see. I don't have to get up in the morning. I don't have to go on the road. I don't have to go to work. I don't have to interact with people. I can stay in my pajamas all day. I can do that. I've been doing that for 13 years. The only real effect is when I go shopping, because then you have to be conscious of the fact of wearing gloves and the mask and being around the social distancing, which to me, for the most part, is just common sense. And the fact that it is more prevalent with the older generation and groups, people here in this park are very aware of that and are very careful about observing the health regulations that have been set forth. And I don't see anyone here that are really going against it.
And you just got to hang in there and ride it out, right?
Absolutely. And what I do myself, I am a very good cook, so I have kind of instituted my own little Meals on Wheels to some of my people that I drive normally, and taking them food, and they absolutely love it. They're reluctant to have takeout from town, but they say, we know you, Greg, you're here at home, you don't interact or go out and get in dangerous situations. So once again, it's something that, like I said, if you can help someone, you have the choice to help them or not help them. My parents told me, you always do the right thing and help someone out.
Well, they raised you right. Greg Lake has been our guest here, a volunteer for Molly's Angels in Calistoga, and it was a real pleasure to get to meet you on the phone. I wish it could have been in person, but maybe sometime down the road.
Down the road, if this opportunity presents itself, I would love to come down and meet you in person. Thank you very much for having me on the program, and I can't stress strongly enough what a great organization Molly's Angels is. Thanks again. You have a great day.
Thank you, and you too. Very good. Bye-bye now. Let me give you that number again for Molly's Angels that Greg mentioned, 707-224-8885, 707-224-8885. Find them on the web, of course, as well. And that's our Senior Moments show for this week.
Senior Moments was proudly brought to you by the Queen of the Valley Medical Center and Community Benefit.